The plans of local farmers, who intended to plant the seeds and harvest the hemp, were stalled until U.S. District Judge John G. Heyburn II made a decision. The DEA had ordered U.S. Customs to hold the seeds because they said Kentucky officials failed to get a controlled substance import permit. This sort of interference rightfully drew the ire of a number of congressmen. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called on the DEA to release the hemp seed, noting the federal farm bill passed earlier in the year allowed state departments of agriculture, along with universities, to grow industrial hemp for research purposes. In a statement, McConnell remarked, "It is an outrage that DEA is using finite taxpayer dollars to impound legal industrial hemp seeds. The agency should immediately release the hemp seeds so Kentucky pilot projects can get underway, which will ultimately lead to more economic opportunities in our state." Senator Rand Paul echoed McConnell, saying the federal impounding of the seeds was completely unacceptable. The politicians' support, along with public pressure, worked. On May 23rd, the DEA approved a permit and released the seeds for research. Adam Watson, the industrial hemp coordinator for the state agriculture department, reiterated the essentially harmless nature of the project, remarking, "It's been such a long period of time since any hemp has been grown in Kentucky that we really don't know what we're dealing with. So the purpose of all these research projects is to evaluate how these varieties perform and what's the best method for Kentucky producers to grow it." Although hemp and marijuana are of the same species, Cannabis sativa, hemp has a lesser amount of the euphoria-producing psychoactive compound tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, than marijuana. One wonders why the DEA is so focused on crackdowns on safe products such as hemp when they could be turning their efforts to more dangerous, illicit drugs. Federal obstructionism continued in 2014 when the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation announced that they would continue to prevent pot growers from using federal irrigation waters. Since 1902, the Bureau has been charged with maintaining dams, power plants, and canals in 17 western states, including Washington and California, two states that have legalized recreational marijuana use.